Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Copley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, September the 23rd, 1919, the steamship Orca arrived in Carlisle Bay. Aboard were 120 black ex-servicemen and 75 military prisoners from the British West Indies Regiment, together with 200 black seamen and a number of other civilians. The passengers were being repatriated to the West Indies after the end of the First World War. But this was not a joyous homecoming. The passengers were in an angry mood. The 75 military prisoners had been members of the British West Indies Regiment who had participated in a mutiny at Taranto, an army camp in Italy, in December of 1918. They had been protesting the denial of equal pay and other instances of racist treatment at the hands of some white officers and soldiers. Meanwhile, many of the other West Indian servicemen and sailors aboard the SS Orca had suffered abuse and ill-treatment during race riots in several port cities in the UK after the war. They had been attacked by demobbed white soldiers and sailors who feared competition from the West Indians for scarce jobs. Now these West Indian soldiers and sailors were coming home to an uncertain future in the West Indies, and with no guarantee that they would receive the arrears of pay and allowances that they had been promised. The SS Orca had sailed from Cardiff in Wales on September 12, 1990, but there had been trouble throughout the voyage, with some of the prisoners refusing military orders and damaging their cells, while some of the seamen threatened whites on board with violence. In one incident on the 20th of September, Private Seal Ashley of Barbados tried to intervene in a confrontation between guards and some of the military prisoners, and was shot dead. Five men on board were charged with mutiny. When the SS Orca arrived in Barbados on this day in 1919, the captain wanted the mutineers removed and placed in custody ashore. But Governor O'Brien refused, fearing it would spark a riot among the demobbed soldiers and sailors who were already in Barbados. He had good reason for concern, because a riot had occurred just 2 months earlier, on July 15th, when angry ex-servicemen had laid siege to the Treasury building in Bridgetown, demanding their allowances. These events illustrate the dramatic differences in mood between the cheerful volunteers who had gone to war and the angry men who returned. The bitter experiences of many West Indian soldiers and seamen during the First World War would lay the foundations for the nationalist upheavals that would follow across the Caribbean in the 1930s.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.